Yes.
West of the Rockies, James on Coast to Coast AM. Go ahead, James.
Yes, I'm kind of changing the subject here. I wanted to get through to you last night to speak to your guest and you about something I saw on the videos taken on the moon of something that absolutely proves the pictures were taken on the moon and that conditions could not be duplicated on Earth.
Okay, well, real quickly, what's that? We were talking last night with Bart Sabrell, who says that we never, human beings never made it to the moon. It's impossible to get to the moon, and he had his video out. And so, yeah, so where
I see that they made it. The pictures I saw were the videos of the of later landings on the moon of the vehicle that was designed to operate away from this craft, the landing craft.
Right.
And as it traveled along, it looked like 15 or 20 miles an hour. It kicked up little particles of dust, which is, I understand, the consistency of flour, and left no trail. They simply dropped back to Earth within a foot or two behind the vehicle, even though it was moving smartly along. Try this on the Earth on a dusty road, and you'll leave a dust trail that lasts for miles and miles and miles.
Sure.
And I think this proves that they were on the moon.
I think that's a very, I think that's a strong observation. I can only imagine how Bart Sabrell would respond to that, but I can't. But you can email him and give him that observation and see what he might respond to you with, James, and thank you for that. I actually really enjoyed the show. I thought it was really cool, especially when a guy named Kevin called in who had done work on some of the principal photography that had come in during one of the space flights and had put out a picture book of shots from the moon. And I enjoyed that show quite a bit. John is east of the Rockies in Columbia, South Carolina.
Ian, how are you?
Good. Hard to get more east of the Rockies, or you're either in Beaufort or the ocean. So,
well, Columbia's in the middle of South Carolina.
I know. So I said you're either in Beaufort or the ocean. That's as further away you can get.
Yeah, you're right.
All right. So
I got to say, I was listening to you last night. I listened to you religiously. I'm a longtime listener, not to coin a phrase, but I listened to you. I've listened to you for years. I've always respected everything that you've done. I was stationed at Edwards Air Force Base in 1969. I'm probably one of the last people that's still alive that went through Apollo 11 electronically. We tracked them. We tracked their signal. It went through our central office at Edwards and also their audio. And my boss, because we had a couple of Amber Alerts with it, had to show me how to work and tweak audio amplifiers so that we could bring their audio back up. So I know for a fact from working with that situation for multiple days, I had no sleep. They went to the moon and came back. I cannot disagree with your guest last night before. Then I wish I could have gotten on with him. But.
Right. Well, you know, it's interesting. I mean, I thought there were, you know, the people that are very pro Bart Sabrell and buy into what he argues. I think the only problem with his research, and this is what we saw last night, and evidence of that, is that I think if you look at it narrowly enough, I think he makes really interesting points that even when the guy called in who had done a book on moon photography, he couldn't answer to some of the things that Bart had said. So,
yeah, but don't you think that every time that Bart was talking, he cut in on him all the time and he was one-sided?
Right.
I mean, really bad one-sided.
Well, that's not science. I think we have to know that there's something if what you're doing requires that you can only do it around people that agree with you, and you really can't put it up to a kind of open peer review, then maybe there's something wrong with the science. I'll go along with that. I just thought it was interesting that even when on an open playing field, there are a couple of things that guy, Kevin, couldn't explain, and he had done a whole book on photography on the moon. So
well,
I thought, okay, that's kind
of
cool.
Though. I think your guest couldn't explain a couple of things also, and he got kind of upset about it. But
oh, yeah. I appreciate you calling in now, and I know it's a conversation that will continue, too, into the future as people go back and listen to that show last night on Streamlink. Or you can get Bart Sabrell's DVD. Like I said at the beginning of the interview, I don't think he didn't make a convert out of me, but sure was entertaining anyway.